keeping you in the know as you go. It's Swift 98.7 and Black Mountain Country with the Weekday Wake Up.
Welcome back into the studios this morning on the SVI Radio Network. At 8:35, let's get into this hour's guest interview segment. Kendra Heinbuch is joining me in studio this morning. Kendra is the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity in the Greater Teton Area, and talking about some housing projects that the Habitat for Humanity is working on in Alpine this summer. Kendra, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you making the drive into Afton this morning to chat for a little bit. It's such a cool project. Let's talk a little bit about Habitat for Humanity itself before we get into these housing projects in Alpine. How long have you been involved with Habitat for Humanity?
I've been involved with Habitat for Humanity since 2006. Post-Katrina, I got involved in college and did some builds and just kind of grew a love for Habitat for Humanity, and now fortunate enough to work for the organization.
Excellent. So you're the executive director, which means what? What do you do on a day-to-day basis for the organization?
Day-to-day basis, I oversee our administrative offices, which offers family support for all of the families that purchase Habitat homes, and then also oversee our restore function, which is kind of a thrift store model. We sell lightly used home goods and building materials, and all of the proceeds go back into the mission of providing affordable housing.
Okay, so it's something that's definitely keeping you busy then.
Of course, yes.
Well, it's certainly a need, and it's great that there's an organization like that out there that's able to help, and I'm sure you've had some pretty incredible experiences along the way.
Yes, definitely. The impact that Habitat for Humanity makes in families' lives is just tremendous, and it's really nice to walk alongside the families that are able to achieve the opportunity of owning a home, and it's just amazing.
Were you surprised, especially in a rural area like this, how much the need is there? Was it more than you think the average person realizes?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I most recently was working for Habitat for Humanity in Atlanta, an area where, you know, metro area where people would expect the need for affordable housing. And moving back to the state of Wyoming, I am a Wyoming native. You know, I got a lot of questions from people in Atlanta. There's a need for that in Jackson Hole, Wyoming? And yes, there's definitely a need for it in the whole Teton Valley.
Absolutely. So these projects you have going on in Alpine, tell us a little bit about, take us back to the beginning stages, why you felt Alpine was a good place for some housing, and how did it all come about?
Yeah, you know, we had a very generous offer from Mike Halpin and his friends. They're the developers of the Alpine Meadows subdivision in Alpine, and they offered to donate us two lots in that area, and we just jumped at that opportunity. You know, Habitat for Humanity of the Greater Teton Area, we have been building most of our homes in Jackson, but saw this as an opportunity to extend our footprint down into the Star Valley and to Lincoln County, as it is part of our service area, and we're very excited to extend our footprint down there and to build some partnerships with the community in Alpine.
So you have the land was donated in this instance. So who comes on board to help with the actual building and construction?
So we have some staff members that lead the construction efforts, but we are actively recruiting groups of volunteers through, you know, faith communities, businesses, individuals, anybody that wants to come out and swing a hammer. We will accommodate you on the site. You know, you don't have to have any prior building skill. We will provide all of the tools, the materials, and the instruction, and allow you to have a good time.
So it's just kind of open to the community, anyone that wants to be involved in a good project.
It is, yeah. Anybody who is interested in volunteering can visit our website, and there's information for volunteering there.
And the website is
habitatteton.org.
Habitatteton.org. So right now, as you begin going through the construction phase, you need to find the right people to move into the house, right? And I understand you're holding some sessions this week.
Yes, yeah. So we have a selection phase for these two homes, and so we're actively looking for partner families and individuals that will live in these homes. We're holding information sessions this week. We have one tonight at the Alpine Library at 6:30 p.m., and then we have another one at 10:30 a.m. at the Thane Library on Saturday. And this is just an opportunity for anybody that's interested in a Habitat home to come learn more about the program, ask questions, and then to receive an application which they can fill out and return back to our offices by July 25th.
What type of qualifications do you look for in an applicant for a Habitat home?
We qualify applicants by three criteria: need, willingness to partner, and ability to pay. And so when we're looking at need, we are looking at income. It is income-based housing. And so we work with families that families and individuals that make below 80% of the average income for this area. Willingness to partner, we are looking for individuals and families that are willing to come alongside us and help build their houses. So applicants do have to put in 500 hours of sweat equity, is what we call it, and volunteer on those projects and invest not only financially, but with some sweat in their home. And then ability to pay. We are looking for families and individuals that do have the ability to pay a mortgage, because we do sell our homes. We sell our homes with the 0% interest mortgage.
Wow. Okay. So you can get those applications and learn more at those sessions again tonight and Saturday, correct?
Correct.
And the details on those also on the website?
Yes, correct. And you do not have to actually attend an information session to get an application. We like you to come, because you can ask all the questions that you might have and have real clear expectations for the whole process. But you can also stop into our office in Jackson and pick up an application as well.
Are these going to be single family homes?
Single family homes, three bedrooms, two bath.
Okay. And when do you anticipate construction to actually begin?
We are hoping to break ground by the end of this month.
Wow. So ready to get going.
Yes,
huh?
We are. We're eager.
So does the, do you have the family chosen? Obviously, you mentioned they have to start building or have to help build in the construction and everything. So you have the family chosen before you start? Is that usually how it works?
We try to shoot for that. We are looking to have our families chosen by the end of August. So there's going to be a little bit of, excavation and foundation work that the families might miss out on. But by the time we're putting walls up, we will have the families selected.
So as far as the floor plan and all that, that's it's kind of predetermined and decided.
Yes. Yep. It's set. Habitat for Humanity. We build simple and decent homes, and that's what we focus on. So our families do get a little bit of say in, some exterior choices and colors and things like that. But as far as the floor plan, it's set from the get-go.
Kendra Heimbuch in the studio with me this morning with Habitat for Humanity. A couple projects in Alpine this upcoming summer. Kendra, anything we missed that you wanted to bring up?
I just want to shout out to all of our supporters and, Habitat for Humanity, we can't do what we do without the support of the community through volunteer work and donations. And so thank you to everybody who's a supporter of Habitat for Humanity.
Well, appreciate your time and your willingness to come in this morning and talk about it. Keep us updated, keep us posted, and let us know what you need from the community to help with these projects.
Very good. Thank you so much, Duke.
It's Kendra with us this morning on the SVI Radio Network.